Blog Talk Radio.
Somebody shout hallelujah to the King tonight. Church, are you ready to take back all that the enemy has stolen? Reclaim the systems of this world, for the kingdom of this world are become the kingdom of our Lord. Talk as we walk around and tell them, take it back, take it back, take it back, take it back, take it back. Tonight, Father, we reclaim the mountains. We go forth in the power and authority. Come on, SG, lift it down. Say, can't you hear?
bless you. Praise the Lord. This is Apostle Flowers. Thank you for tuning in to Kingdom Builders International, where I am your host on tonight. You're listening to Restore Paths to Dwell In. I'm Apostle Flowers again. My ministry is Prepare the Breach International Ministry, and also my lovely wife, First Lady, and Prophetess Angel Flowers. We thank God for you, landline listeners, internet listeners, those that are listening by way of their cell phones. We thank God for you on tonight. As always, I always say to the people of God to be in high expectation. Always be expecting to hear from God. Always be expecting to receive something from the Lord. Whenever you hear the man of God or the woman of God minister the word of the Lord, or also your pastor, whenever you go into the local house, and then the local church, wherever you go and worship at, man, whether it's a guest speaker that came in that your pastor brought in to minister to bring forth the word of the Lord, one of the fivefold ministry gifts, always be in high expectation. Always look for a move of God, because we serve a supernatural God. I don't know about you, but I don't want to go into church or go into a service, you know, and I'm going through some things in my life. My back is up against the wall, and I'm going in, and I need to hear a word from the Lord. I don't need to go into the house of the Lord and just sit down and just hear another good message. Amen. But I need to hear something concerning my circumstance. I need to hear something concerning my situation. I need to not only hear something, but also expect and see a move of God, knowing that God is still the same yesterday, today, and forevermore, that God hears and answers the prayers of the righteous. His ears are open until their cry. Amen. I don't know about you. Amen. But I'm always expecting to see God move. We don't serve a dead God. I don't know what God that some people may serve. They may serve an idol God. They may serve, as David said, a God that cannot even laugh or breathe or even talk. But I serve a true and living God. Amen. I know those of you that can agree with me that is on this line on tonight, amen, you know what I'm talking about, those of you that are of the kingdom. I'm not talking about a church mindset where I'm just going in and hear a good message, give my tithes, my offerings, hear, you know, a good song from the choir and so on, and I'm going about my way. No, but I'm talking about a message of the kingdom, a word from the Lord. Is there a word from the Lord? Yes, there is a word from the Lord. God is always speaking. God is always talking. We just got to take the time out to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying unto us, the church. We are in critical times. We are in critical moments where they're passing laws from state to state concerning same-sex marriages. Want to get it so that it's official in every state, that it become law in every state concerning same-sex marriages. Amen. So that's, you know, what time we're in, what day we're in, that we are in the last days, and that we got to get prepared, we got to get ready, we have to be about our Father's business. As Jesus said, that I must work while it's day, when night comes, no man can work. Beloved, I'm telling you, this is why you yet to have breath in your body, amen, while you yet still alive in the land of the living. This is the time to do what God is calling for you to do. If you're confused about your purpose, I want to tell you this. God is not the author of confusion. That's where prayer comes in, and that's where you need to begin to seek the face of the Lord and begin to inquire of him. Lord, I know that I'm here for a reason. God, I know I'm here for a purpose. I'm not here just to get the American dream. I'm not just here to just to be blessed, just me, my four, and no more, and just be a consumer here. But Lord, I know that you sent me here to be a blessing to others. Lord, I know you sent me here to be a witness to others. Lord, I know you sent me here not just for myself, but for many others. Let me tell you, man of God, let me tell you, woman of God, let me tell you, my sister, let me tell you, my brother, what you're going through in your life is not for you. I always like to tell the saints of God, you got to take the focus off of what's happening in your life, what's not going right, what seems to be negative, or I'm under attack of the enemy, and your mind and your thoughts is focused just in on that. Now things are not working out right, money looking funny, and family acting up and trouble, just all kind of stuff going through on the job. You got the supervisor, you got the manager on your case and on your back. You got coworkers, you just feel like they just don't like you for no reason at all. You know, you're just going through here, there, left, right, everywhere you turn, you're experiencing some, you're going through some type of trial, some type of tribulation in your life, amen, but this is the time, man of God, woman of God, daughter of God, son of God, this is the time. This is the time to look at that situation. God wants you to look at that situation as that it is bigger than you and that it's what you're going through is for someone else. What you're going through is for the multitude that God is preparing you for to minister to. I'm talking about those of you that are in ministry, those that are called to ministry. And, you know, a lot of times when we pray, Lord, take me to a higher height. Lord, take me to deeper depths. We're asking and we're inviting. We're saying, Lord, I want to go through more. I want to suffer more for you. And so that's what God allowed to happen so that you can begin to enter into those deeper depths in him. You can be able to go into those higher heights in him, in those dimensions, in the spirit with him. Amen. That's so that you can walk in the realm of the supernatural. It's through persecution, though, in the early church. Man, the early church moved in great signs and wonders. And the way they moved in great signs and wonders, they were persecuted. They were persecuted for the gospel's sake. They were not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ like some of us are in these days. We want to try to hide the gospel of Christ. We want to try to hide our life. We don't really want too many people to know that we're saved, that we're Christians or anything like that, or that we're a man of God, or that we're a woman of God, or I don't want to give my title. I know a lot of times they say, well, you know, titles have been pushed out there so much and so on, but put it like this, maybe it have, but you're identified by your title, you're recognized by your title. If God would not have released that in the earth, he would not have given some to be apostles or some to be prophets and evangelists, pastors and teachers. He would not have given those titles if he did not want the men of God and the women of God to be recognized by those titles. Amen. When you go into the courtroom, you better believe you're going to respect the judge's title. You're not going to sit up and say, I'm not going to respect you, judge. You know, you need to put down that title. No, you're going to respect the laws of the land. You're going to respect that police officer that pulled you over. If you did something, you know, if you did a traffic violation or something, and that police officer walk up to you or that police woman walk up to you, and you're gonna greet them and say hello sir or officer ma'am or whatever. You're gonna address them with their title, because titles represent, again, what I said, authority. God given authority is an office that God has placed the men and the women of God in. And now even in these days, you have those that really don't even too much respect the offices of the men and the women of God. A lot of times they want to get familiar with the man and the women of God. That's why they don't really see, you don't really see God really moving in your life, because you're not really having respect for the man or for the woman of God. You want to get familiar with them. You want them to be your buddy. You want them to be on your level, but that cannot be. And then when it comes time for them to bring forth correction and rebuke in your life, now you can't receive it because now you want to be familiar with them, and now you feel like, oh, how dare you try to correct me? How dare you try to rebuke me? We got to get it right, people of God. We got to get it right. We need to get in the position that God has placed us in. We need to have respect for those that God has placed in authority in the earth realm. Amen. But before I get into the world and open up with prayer, again, I just thank God for those of you that have tuned in, those that are listening again by internet, landline, cell phones. Thank God for you on tonight. It's an honor, it's a privilege to be able to minister the word of the Lord to you on tonight. Thank God for Prophetess Teresa, founder of Kingdom Builders International. Thank God, I always like to say, for her sidekick in arms. Amen. Thank God for Evangelist Hannah as well and the work they're doing, and those that are working behind the scene of Kingdom Builders so that you can get the word of the Lord unto you. And I pray right now, in the name of Jesus, Father, on tonight, I pray right now, God, that you begin to move by your Spirit. In the name of Jesus, we invoke your presence right now, Holy Spirit. Move by your Spirit, O God, in the name of Jesus, those that are listening under the sound of my voice right now, Lord, wherever they may be, in the workplace, in their homes, God, across the globe, God, where they may be tuning in, Lord, to this broadcast, God, on tonight, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I pray supernaturally you begin to move concerning your people, God. Lord, I pray that your people be in high expectation on tonight, whether they need a healing in their body, whether they need a miracle concerning their circumstance or their situation, whether they believe in you for a loved one, God, I agree on tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, where they believe in you for those, Father God, that they may be standing in the gap and praying for, they may be bound by drugs or alcohol, God, whatever the addiction may be, God, I agree right now, God, that you would deliver right now in the name of Jesus, set free, Lord, I release the anointing right now that breaks and destroys the yoke right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, even those that may even be battling with some things within themselves, being oppressed and depressed by the enemy, I command them to be loose on tonight in the name of Jesus, right now, Father, I pray that every bloodline curse, generational curse be broken right now in the name of Jesus, of sickness and diseases and of infirmities, of poverty, lack, and want. In the name of Jesus, I command it to be broken right now in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray those that are looking for direction, God, those that need to hear from you, God, I pray that let the eyes of the understanding be enlightened on tonight. In the name of Jesus, let clarity come forth on tonight. I bind the spirit of confusion. I send that spirit back to the pits of hell because you're not the author of confusion, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I loose peace right now that surpasses all understanding, Lord, for that troubled soul on tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke and bind every tormenting spirit that comes to try to torment the minds of your people, God, and those that may be out of the will of God, Lord, I pray for them on tonight, God, that they would get back in your will, Lord, and they begin to run the race for you, Father, in the name of you, that they would be not weary in well-doing, Lord, you said if they faint not, then they shall reap the harvest, Lord, I pray for leaders, God, shepherds, Lord, apostles and prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers, those that are doing the work of the ministry, God, I pray a supernatural strength would begin to come upon your men of God, upon your women of God, in the name of Jesus on tonight, God, Lord, that the tenacity, that fervor to move forward in the things of you, God, that momentum, God, that momentum, that their momentum would not slow down, their momentum would not be broken due to circumstances or situations or their troubles that may try to come in the name of Jesus, but Lord, that your leaders would keep that momentum going in the spirit, the momentum of prayer, the momentum of fasting, the momentum of coming after you, God. In the name of Jesus, they continue to move forward. In that, God, that they continue to run with the vision. And, Lord, that the lay members would run with the vision that you have given their pastor, God. In the name of Jesus, Father, I thank you and I praise you on tonight, Lord, that no weapon that is formed against the people of God, it shall not prosper and it shall not stand. And every time they rise up against them, God, you have given them the authority to condemn it, God. And I ask that you would bring the enemies to an open shame and cause the enemies to be at peace with them and even to bless them, God. In the name of Jesus, Father, we give you the praise, the glory, and the honor on tonight, God. God, I pray that you stir up the gifts right now. Let your prophetic winds blow right now. In the name of Jesus, God, I pray that you begin to activate those that are called to ministry, that you begin to activate and release mantles, God, even on tonight. In the name of Jesus, let impartation take place right now. Lord, those whose gifts are laying dormant, God, apostolically and prophetically, God, right now, I command them to be stirred up right now, the gifts to be stirred up, God, gifts that have been lying dormant in the name of Jesus on the inside of your people to be stirred right now in the name of Jesus. I charge you to do the work of the Lord. Get up, O man of God. Get up, O woman of God, in the name of Jesus. I break off the spirit of passivity in the name of Jesus. Lethargicness, lackadaisiness, I break it off of you right now. Procrastination, I break it off of you right now in the name of Jesus. Those of you that's supposed to be moving forward, God has given you an assignment to do, but you've been procrastinating in the name of Jesus. You have not moved forward on it. I break it off of you right now, the spirit of procrastination in the name of Jesus. And I charge and command you to move forward in the name, to thrust forward in the things of God in the name of Jesus. I command the people of God to begin to use the weapons of their warfare, which are not carnal but mighty through you, O God, to the pulling down of strongholds, that every stronghold of the enemy begin to fall right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We praise you. I counsel every demonic assignment on tonight in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray right now that you begin to render the witches of their powers, begin to render the warlocks of their power. Begin to strip them, God, in the name of Jesus. Right now, God, we thank you. We praise you right now, Lord. Those that the enemy is using to pray against the church, pray against the people of God, Lord, psychic prayers, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, releasing word curses against your men of God, against your women of God, against the saints of God, in the body of Christ, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I command those words to be powerless, void, none effect, and fall to the ground and die and not take root, in the name of Jesus. Any words that have taken root, that are spring forth, I curse it right now, from the word right now. In the name of Jesus, I command it to die. Any weeds, I command it to die right now. In the name of Jesus, I speak productivity. You shall be productive this year. In the name of Jesus, you shall do greater this year. I'm prophesying in the name of Jesus, you shall do greater works in this year. In the name of Jesus, you shall gain more ground in this year. I prophesy right now you shall receive more finances and resources for the vision that God is giving you this year. Oh, Rabbi Sokotobosha, in the name of Jesus, Father, I pray that your fire be released, God, to burn up the dross, to burn up everything that is not like you, God, in the name of Jesus. I declare, I decree and open heavens, God, over this broadcast, in the name of Jesus, where your angels be ascending and descending, Lord God, in our midst, God, moving, Lord, in the homes, God, moving wherever my voice is heard right now. Lord, I loose the angels of the Lord, your ministering angels, your warring angels, to move on behalf of the people of God. The people of God begin to get more militant in the things of you, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Father, I come against right now, in the name of Jesus, the spirit of rejection, I command it to go, in the name of Jesus. Oh, that approval, you've been looking for an approval, you've been looking for that approval of a father. God is your father, God is your father. God wants you to know your identity, God wants you to know who you are in him. Not look for your approval in men, but look for your approval in God. This God that validates you is God that sets his approval upon you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, you are approved by God. You hear me, man of God, you are approved by God. You hear me, daughter of God, you are approved by God. God's approval is upon you. He have called you, he have chosen you, he have qualified you. So get up and do the work of the Lord and be not hindered in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, we praise you, and we bless you right now, God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I pray, Father God, those that that the doctor have sent home to hospice care, those that the doctor have given up on and said, there's nothing that I can do. There's nothing we can do. There's nothing medicine can fix. This is where you step in. You're the God of the impossible. And Lord, I pray right now that in that which seem impossible to men is not impossible to you, God. In the name of you, Lord, I pray, God, right now, God, miracle healings begin to take place on this line, on tonight, in the name of Jesus, God, that those will begin to go back to their doctors, God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, and get checked out again, hallelujah, Lord, that you may get the glory out of their lives, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, because this is what you're doing in these last days, God. You're demonstrating the kingdom. You're demonstrating with power. You're demonstrating with the supernatural in the name of Jesus. And Father, I pray, God, Lord, that we walk in your agape love, Lord, that your church walk, God, with the fruits of the Spirit, that your church, Lord, walk, Lord God, in integrity, Lord God. I bind the spirit of mammon in the name of Jesus. Oh, you said no man can serve two masters, in the name of Jesus, Lord, that our heart will not be for mammon, God. Our heart will not be caught up in things, God, allow these things, Lord, to have us, God, but we have the things, Lord, and that we walk in humility and humbleness, God, in the name of Jesus, God, as you bless us and bless the people of God, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I come against the spirit of greed in the church, in the name of Jesus. And Father, I pray, God, those that have gotten off track, God, leaders that have gotten off track, leaders that have walked into error, Lord, I pray, God, oh, Lord, that you would cause them to get back on the straight and narrow path, God, in the name of Jesus. Cause them to walk that straight and narrow path, to come out of the broad path, and to get back on the straight and narrow path, in Jesus' mighty name. Thank God. Amen and amen. Well, people of God, get a pad, get a pen. I want to get right into the Word of God on tonight. Amen. Thank God for the Apostleship Network. Amen. My overseer. Amen. Thank God for Bishop Miller. Amen. Thank God. Amen for my brothers and my sisters that are in the network. Amen. That I've that we fellowship with, and thank God for the revival they had. And then on last week, it was a blessing. It was all geared towards prayer. We need prayer. The moment you call for prayer, you talk about prayer, you have the saints of God running the opposite way. They would have come to a prophetic conference. They would have rather come to a healing conference. They would have come to a deliverance conference. They would have come to a prosperity conference. But when you begin to talk about prayer, hey, let's come together and pray, which is the key ingredient, the foundation, amen, of things being birthed, amen, of the foundation of the prophetic movement, the foundation of the deliverance movement, the foundation of the prosperity movement. Everything is birthed through prayer. A lot of times when you call for prayer, you mention prayer, something dealing with prayer, a lot of times you have the saints of God, those that really don't want to get involved with it, don't want to come, don't want to show up. They look at it as it's boring, and I really can't get nothing out of it. But you missing the main important thing. What you're doing, you're telling Jesus, you're telling our Father that you're born. I don't want to communicate with you. I don't want to talk to you. I want to learn how to get closer to you because you're born. That's what you're telling God when you don't want to increase. Amen, or begin to know, put it like this, have a better relationship, enhance your relationship with the Lord. What husband would not want to better enhance his relationship with his spouse, with his wife? And that's through communication. That's the first thing they teach you. And then if you go to a marriage conference or you go through go to counseling, the first thing they say, you know, what happened? We know that it was a breakdown in communication, and that's when we seem to begin to feel apart from each other, or begin to feel distance from each other. It's the same way when it comes to God. When we don't pray, when we don't seek the face of the Lord, we don't communicate with the Lord, it's like a breakdown in the relationship. And then you begin to get away from God. We begin to fall away from our love, our first love. We begin to get away from God. We don't talk to Him like we should as much, you know, anymore. We just do that that one night stand kind of thing, you know, with God. We're like what they say, we act like part time lovers when it comes to God. Oh man, that struck a nerve there. That's right. When we don't commune with God, we don't communicate. We act like part time lovers with our Lord. And so we got to come back to our first love. Amen. Well, praise God. We're getting to the Word of God. I want you to go with me to Luke, the 11th chapter, starting at I'm going to read the first and the second verse. And this is what is geared tonight. Lord, teach us how to pray. This question was asked. I believe it was Peter went to Jesus, one of the disciples went to Jesus and said, Lord, teach us how to pray. And I want to say this, if you're a new believer, this is the fundamental, the model prayer that Jesus was teaching the disciples on how to start out to pray. And it says here in Luke 11 chapter, and it came to pass that as he was praying in a certain place, when he sees one of his disciples, said unto him, Lord, teach us to pray, as John also taught his disciples. And he said unto them, when ye pray, say our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, as in heaven, so in earth. So this was the model prayer that Jesus was teaching his disciples how to start out and pray, because they really didn't know how to pray. And so Jesus was just teaching them the basics. You got to remember, Jesus was God in the flesh, amen, right, that walked among men. So Jesus was the Word right there with the disciples. And so he began to, like I said, he began to teach them and direct them on how they should pray and how they should acknowledge and address our Heavenly Father. First, we need to say, you need to say, our Father. You know, not just my Father. He's all of our fathers. So for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. And a lot of times in the body of Christ, we act segregated from each other. And we put up these walls of partition among each other because of denomination and so on. But the Word of God says here, when Jesus was teaching his disciples how to pray, he said this, say, our Father. He's all of our Father. And he said, which art in heaven. So he's addressing our Father, which is in heaven, because our Father is the kingdom of heaven and the kingdom of God. And so whenever you go into to prayer, you're addressing the Father, you're addressing him in concerning the kingdom of heaven. That's why he said, hallowed be thy name. Put it like this, holy and reverent is thy name, O Lord. As David said, God name is holy, God name, and we ought to reverence him, and we ought to reverence his name because his name alone is holy. I believe there's no English vocabulary, no English word in this earth realm can be able to describe the reverence and the holiness of God's name. And Jesus began to say this, thy kingdom come. So he was letting them know this is your expectation. You want God's kingdom because you want to be expecting the move of God. A lot of times we pray with no expectation. We just pray and we say idle words, like James said, you have not because you ask not, and when you do, you ask amiss. But like this, you're hidden and you're missing. But you're not having no expectation when you pray. So that's why he said, thy kingdom come. So you want to pray that thy kingdom come. That's being an expectation that when I pray, when I get into the position to pray, when I address my Heavenly Father, and I get I'm in a humble state, and I'm reverencing my Father, I'm expecting that his kingdom is going to come, and not only that, but thy will be done. A lot of times we can say words, we can pray, but we don't apply. There's no application. We don't do anything when it comes to the word. We don't apply it to our life. We don't walk it out or anything. So how God's will is going to be done if we don't put it to action? James said, faith without works is what? It's dead. So we got to put it to action. Amen. There's some things that we have to do. Because God is looking for vessels, yielded vessels, vessels that will say yes, vessels that will yield themselves to the Lord in order for the Lord to use them to get his will done in the earth realm. I'm talking about willing vessels. As it is in heaven, as they're doing God's will, the angels and the messengers are doing God's will in heaven. Jesus says, so in earth. Let me give you a definition of to pray. It's to entreat. Implore is an action word. It's a verb, an action word. To entreat, to implore, often used as a function word in introducing a question, a request, or plea in a humble manner. You hear that? 2 Chronicles 7:14 said, if my people, he didn't say if people, he said, if my people, there's stipulations on that, which are called by my name. You hear that? If my people, which are called by my name, he didn't say if people which are called. No, he said, if my people, which are called by my name, you know that the word of God that you read was addressed to the church? What are you talking about, preacher? You mean nothing was really, he wasn't talking about the world, that the world was heathens and this and that and all that? No, the word of God was addressed to the church. That's why God made this statement. He said, if my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then, God said, I will hear from heaven, I will forgive your sins, and that I will heal your land. If you want a move of God, amen, in your life, all you have to do is humble yourself and pray and repent and turn from your wicked ways. If you need a healing in your family, all you need to do is to humble yourself and pray. Seek the face of God and turn from your wicked ways, which means to repent and turn away. Then God will bring healing in your family. If you need healing in your finances, and you want to come out of that poverty, you want to come out of that lack, you want to come out of that financial funk that you're in right now, you need to humble yourself, pray, seek the face of God, and turn from your wicked ways. Then you can hear from heaven, amen, and God will begin to heal even that area of finance. If you need healing in your body, you need to humble yourself and pray. You hear that? The key is humble yourself and pray. We can't get away from prayer. We want an easy, quick fix. We want somebody else to pray for us. We want somebody else to, give us a word to fix our situation. Like they say, we're in a microwave generation. where, you know, we want things instant, name it, claim it, it is yours. Right away, we want somebody just to speak that over our life, but we really don't want to seek God for ourselves. A lot of times we want to go to somebody that we know that can get a prayer through. There's nothing wrong with that, but then there comes a time where you need to mature, where you need to grow up, where you need to stand for yourself, because then we begin to make that person a God. We begin to make that person an idol. Instead of us going to God for ourselves, we're putting that person in the place of God. Why? Because we're depending on that person to get a prayer through. We're depending on that person to get a breakthrough for us when we should have been grown up enough and mature enough to be able to go to God for ourselves and believe God for ourselves that we would get a breakthrough and that we would get an answer from God, that God would hear our prayer. But a lot of times it's because of us not really having faith, of us not really getting into the presence of the Lord, of seeking God or spending time with Him. A lot of times of us focusing on what we're going through, we don't have confidence enough that when we go to God, that God would hear us and that God would answer our prayer. Well, I don't feel like I'm anointed enough. Well, I just feel like I don't have enough of the word that I can really get a prayer through to God. Well, you're in trouble, beloved. You are in trouble. You hear me? God wants you to be able to come to Him for yourself. As Jesus was teaching the disciples, He was just teaching them the model prayer, the basic prayer, how to start out, and then they had to grow from that. And so what I'm saying is tonight, it's time to grow up. It's time to mature in the area of prayer and intercession. You hear me? Now, let me get back here. I'm not finished with this definition. It says a question, a request, or a plea in a humble manner to address God with adoration, confession, supplication, or thanksgiving. And sometimes all you have to do in order for God to deliver you out of your situation, you just need to come to Him with thanksgiving. I tell you, if some of you begin to praise God and begin to bless Him and begin to thank Him, because that's another form, another type of prayer, amen, that would bring you out of your situation, amen. If you just thank God, amen, begin to bless Him and begin to praise Him and begin to believe Him, begin to put your mind and your thought on Him. God, I know that You're able. Hallelujah, Lord, I praise You. God, I bless You. I thank You, God, You did it before, and I know that You're able to do it again. God, if You don't, deliver me, but I know that You can do it. God, I bless You anyhow. I bless You anyway. A lot of times we determine our relationship with God on how He moved for us. If He don't do it for us, or if He don't answer our prayer right, when we think He should answer our prayer, then we get discouraged, we give up, and we say, forget it. We begin to throw in the towel, and we don't want to have nothing to do with God. Well, God is not hearing me. God is not answering my prayer. All this stuff is working against me. It seems like everything did not work out. I lost my job. I lost my house. I lost my car. My wife left me, or the woman may say my husband left me, or all this stuff is going on, my children acting up, and I pray and I sought the Lord, and so it is not working, and so I'm just going to give up. See, that's what the devil wants you to believe, a lie. He wants you to have doubt. He wants you to have unbelief, so that what God wants to do in your life may be aborted, or so that God won't move concerning your prayer. Why? Because you did not believe. You let doubt come in. You let unbelief come in. You let the enemy lie to you and trick you. Amen. You need to stay in the fight. Amen. Stay in the fight. Amen. In Luke the 11th chapter, going back to Luke the 11th chapter, first 11 verses, it said, I want to focus in on a certain place. Amen. Jesus went to a certain place. Notice in that chapter, it says that, and it came to pass that as He was praying, hear that, in a certain place. You need to have a set aside place, a place that you have hollowed out, sanctified for the Lord, that you can go and pray. Whether it's in your bedroom, whether it's in a closet somewhere, or just find a spot where it's just for you and you and the Lord, that you go to consistently and pray with the Lord, because the Word of God says here that Jesus was praying and He was in a certain place. So that right there was a certain place that Jesus always went to, would go and run off to and go and pray. and seek the face of the Lord. In Luke, the 5th chapter, in the 16th verse, it says that Jesus withdrew himself to pray, a place of solitude. He went to a place of solitude, a place in the wilderness where he began to pray. And now I tell you, if you're having a wilderness experience in your life right now, you're going through the wilderness, this is the time to pray, not the time to give up, not the time to faint, not the time to say, I'm not going to pray. That's the time to begin to pray and begin to seek the face of the Lord while you're experiencing your wilderness experience. God would supply your needs. God would meet your needs in the wilderness just as he did Prophet Elijah with the J-A-H on the end when he was fed by a raven in his wilderness season while there was drought. There was a 3.5-year drought with no rain. You might as well say a famine in the land. But God provided for him. God made a way for him, just as God will make a way for you in your wilderness season, in this wilderness that you're experiencing right now in your life. God will provide. You just have to trust him and believe in him. And I want to just focus in on in earth. Jesus prayed, he told the disciples, thy will be done as in heaven, so in earth. But I want to focus in on earth. God began to give me a revelation concerning earth, not just, don't look at it as this literal earth, but look at it as 2 Corinthians 4 and 7 says, but we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. So Jesus was talking about these earthen vessels in earth. God's will is done in earthen vessels, that it may be of him and not of us. It is God. Amen. That is in him that we live and we move and we have our being. We cannot say that it was of ourselves. That's why I said that in 1 Corinthians, the first chapter, somewhere down in the 20th some verse down in that chapter. But anyway, in that chapter, it talks about how God called the foolish things to confound the wise. And when you read later down in that chapter, and those things that are base, those things that are despised of men, you know, those that men, you know, frown upon and so on and everything, but even coming down more into those verses of scripture in that chapter, it says that no man should glory, that no flesh shall glory or take the glory of God. So we can't say that it was my doing that God moved or this happened or that happened. No, it's all of God, and no flesh show glory. God said, no flesh show glory. It's not going to be done by you, but it's by the power of God. That's why we got to walk in that place of humility. And we can't say it was my doing, or because when I did this and I did that, this person got the miracle, they got their breakthrough and so on. No, it was the power of God. It was God by God moving. God gave that person a miracle. God moved and turned that person's circumstances and situation around. It says here in 2 Corinthians 4 and 7 again, but we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. So that should answer, amen, your question right there. We are the earthen vessels. In Mark, the 11th chapter, in the 17th verse, it talks about that Jesus taught them, saying, it is written, my house shall be called of all nations the house of prayer. Go with me. Mark the 11th chapter, the 17th verse. And he taught, saying unto them, is it not written, my house shall be called of all nations the house of prayer? Notice he said all nations. He didn't say certain nations. He said all nations. What that means? Yellow, red, black, and white. We are all precious in his sight. Jesus loves, you know the song of the little children of the world. Amen. So that tells me black. That tells me Asian. That tells me Hispanic. That tells me, amen, you know, all nations. All nations. The house of prayer. But Jesus said, you have made it a den of thieves. And you can begin to make it a den of thieves. You know, you got all kind of the stuff, activity going on in the house of God other than prayer. Oh, well, we're going to have this fish fry. We're going to have this bake sale. We're going to have this fundraiser all going on in the house of God. I'm not saying, you know, anything, you know, you're doing whatever to try to raise funds for your church or anything like that. But what I'm saying, we're allowing that to take the place of prayer going on in the house of God. The prayer should have been going on. Jesus was addressing that there was no prayer going on. They were selling, they were buying, they were doing all kind of things in the house of God other than having prayer go on. And that's why Jesus said you begin to make it a den of thieves. A lot of times, too, you can look at that. If you're not spending time with God, you're allowing other things to occupy your time. You're stealing away from God. You're stealing time away from God. You're becoming a thief. You're robbing God of his time. I know Malachi talked about, would a man rob God? Yes, we heard that preached on tithes and offerings and this song, but yet would a man rob God of prayer? Yes, we have seen it over and over and time and time again. You have those that, again, like I said, you have a call to prayer. They shun it. They run away from it. They don't want to have nothing to do with it. Little do they know that there's power, amen, that is released in prayer. The supernatural is released in prayer. Amen. Miracles are released in prayer. Amen. Blessings are released in prayer. Impartation is released in prayer. And I want to encourage those that are calling, they're saying, well, God called me to be a prophet, but if you're not praying, then you can forget it. That's how the prophetic is developed, in prayer. When I began to walk in the prophetic office, amen, it was through prayer. Amen. It was through me spending time and being with the Lord and praying and seeking the face of God when God began to birth the prophetic through me. And I tell you, if you call, amen, all of God's people, amen, should operate in some dimension of the prophetic, and that's only through prayer. It's not just necessary for the prophets. And I know the intercessors definitely need to continue to prayer, begin to step up in prayer. Prayer warriors continue to step up in prayer. I know a lot of times you take some hits and the enemy want to discourage you in that, but keep fighting the good fight of faith. Keep holding the man of God up. Keep holding the woman of God up. Keep holding those up. Keep continue being led by the Spirit of God, amen, to pray. Amen, as the Lord would have you to pray. I tell you, we need your prayers because that help relieve, amen, and back up some of the attack of the enemy that comes upon us. Amen, those of us that walk in the ministry gift office, many people don't know, we experience double what a regular lay member go through. Not only we're fighting your demons and your devil, we're fighting what's coming up against us. So it's like a double thing that we're coming up again, so we need your prayers. Don't stop praying for your leaders. Amen. Intercede. Stand in the gap for them. And like I said, the prophetic and different things are stirred up, deliverance, amen, through prayer, because you begin to build up a momentum of the anointing, begin to get built up, amen, within the earthen vessel. Then when it comes time to, when it begin to come time for that release, amen, to demonstrate, amen, what was built up in prayer, amen, then that's the time when God began to move. Why? Because, amen, now that vessel has been filled up, amen, with prayer, with the power of God, and now it's being released. Amen. When someone needs prayer, when it comes time to cast a devil or some devils out of a person, amen, because you've prayed, because you've been in the presence of God and you've communed with him and fellowship with him, amen, and now people are getting their deliverance and breakthrough, and now God is moving supernaturally, amen, through, because you have been with God like Moses. You have been away with God. You turned aside and went to the mountain because you heard the call of God and been in the presence of the Lord. And I like how Jesse Duplantis said it when he had his supernatural encounter with the Lord back in the 80s, how he was taken up in this hotel room, just giving you a real edited version, and he had this urgency to go into his hotel room to pray, and he had to leave the pastor that was treating him to lunch that day, and he couldn't even eat his food because there was such an urgency to go to his hotel room to pray, and he just got up and left the food at the table. He said he felt bad, but he just went on and went and prayed, got on his knees, began to pray, and he said, Lord, what is it? And he said he got sucked up into the spirit. He said, whether in the body or out of the body, he understand what Paul said. He could not tell. And he began to have heavenly encounters. Amen. He began to have a tour in heaven by the angel of the Lord, begin to take him around in heaven. Amen. I want to encourage you, if the time, get that DVD, Amen. Or read the book, Close Encounters of the God Kind. That's what it's called, by Jesse Duplantis. Amen. And many of those that I know, like my own overseer and those that are in the network that I had supernatural encounters and through prayer, heavenly visitations, and myself and my wife, amen, that have had in encounters, amen, through prayer and through spending time with the Lord. Sometimes you just need to shut in and shut everybody off. Take time, just be with the Lord and just shut in for a day or two. Or 3 days, if you have an availability like that. And I tell you, God will begin to open up the realm of the Spirit unto you. God will begin to reveal His mysteries and His secrets unto you as you begin to do that and get and pray and begin to get into the face of the Lord. In Mark, the 9th chapter, and the 29th verse, it said, "And He said unto them, this kind can come forth by nothing but prayer and fasting." You hear that? The key is prayer. Amen. Coupled with fasting, which brings a disciplined life. In Mark, the 11th chapter, saying in the 24th verse, when you pray, it says in that verse, you pray believing. You have to believe what you pray. You have to believe what you're petitioning God for. You have to believe what you're saying. When you pray the word of God back. See, the disciples didn't need to really pray, you know, the word, because they had the word with them. So it wasn't until Jesus was ascended up when he died and he rose from the grave and he was ascended up. Amen. As the disciples began to use the word of God and begin to use the word what Jesus had left with them and what they had received by the revelation of the Spirit of God. And even through their time of praying, the disciples went and prayed the same time every day at 12 noon. And you read it in Acts. They went into the temple at the same time every day at 12 to pray. Daniel prayed 3 times a day. David prayed. Even when David was going through, he prayed. You hear that? So God moves on your prayer. Amen. You have to believe when you pray. Don't go praying in faces, not or religiously, just praying to be praying something. Don't even believe what you're praying. But believe when you're praying in Mark. Amen. The 11th chapter, 25th verse, it said, "And when ye stand praying, forgive, if ye have aught against any, that your Father also which is in heaven may forgive you your trespass." That's the key, the main key right there is having forgiveness. Don't go to God if you got aught in your heart. If you have something against your brother or your sister, don't think that you're going to be able to receive anything from the Lord. You need to make things right. You need to release that unforgiveness. You need to release that bitterness. There's a lot of saints of God that is in hell right now lifting their eyes up in heaven because of that very thing, unforgiveness. Because why? Because they were not forgive. They had aught against their brother. They had aught against their sister. And that's a device of the wicked one. That's something of the enemy. The enemy knows that. So that's why the enemy may use your brother or your sister to offend you or something like that. And they may not even know that they offended you. Now, here you are walking around with this on your heart, or you don't know what they did to me, or not only that in the body of Christ, but people in the world. You know, you just have to forgive and release them. But we walk around and we won't forgive. We go around for years and we keep bringing up what you did to me yesterday, and so on and everything. And all these years have passed on and went on, and yet you still have an ought in your heart. And that. Should tell you something right there. If you're not seeing the move of God, if things are being hindered in your life, you need to examine yourself, search out your heart. And God, just begin to pray, Father, help me to forgive. If I'm struggling right now, I'm having a hard time to forgive. Lord, help me to forgive. Help me to release supernaturally by your Spirit, Lord, your power. Help me to forgive. In Matthew 6th chapter, I'm beginning to wrap up because my time is getting away from me. In Matthew, the 6th chapter, in the first verse, it said, "Do not your alms before men, and when you pray in secret." You know, do it in secret. Do that in secret. When you have you need some time, write this down. You have some time, go in and read it for yourself on tonight. I'm pretty sure you're familiar with that passage, Matthew 6 chapter, about do your things in secret, not to be seen of men, not to sound alarm and song, then you already have your reward, as the Bible says. When you do it in secret, then God is going to reward you open. When you do it open and aware, put it like this, your motive's not right, then you already have your reward. That's not me, that's just the word saying it. In Luke, the third chapter, 21st verse, it says, now when all the people were baptized, it came to pass that Jesus also being baptized and praying, you hear that, praying, the heavens was open. See, when Jesus prayed, it said the heavens was open. Verse 22, and the Holy Ghost descended in a bodily shape like a dove upon him, and a voice came from heaven which said, thou art my beloved Son, in thee I am well pleased. So through that, you get approval. You hear that? From God. Through that, the heavens, when you pray, the heavens open up. You have an open heavens over you. Through that, you have a moving of the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, descending, moving on in the midst of you. And through prayer, our Father speaks. You hear what the Lord is saying. And Luke, the 9th chapter, the 29th verse, said, and as he prayed, the fashion of his countenance was altered, and his raiment was white and glistening. Jesus, when he prayed, you see how he was transfigured, amen, right before the disciples, amen, on the Mount of Transfiguration, Peter, James, and John, he took with him, and they saw him change right before their eyes. See, prayer changes you. Anytime you go into the presence of the Lord, there should be a difference about you. There should be a glory that rests upon you. People should be able to recognize the presence of God. I remember one of the woman of God in the network, amen, Apostle Dana, amen, I began to feel the anointing of the Lord radiating from her, amen, the presence of God from her. I began to feel the fire of God coming from her. I began to discern that, you know, that she's been with God. Amen. And that's the way God wants his presence to be with us, radiating from us, that people can be able to discern and feel his presence coming from us. Amen. Well, people of God, it looks like my time is just about up. Amen. I know I went a little bit over. Amen. So I'm going to have to pick this back up on the third Monday. I'm on every first and third Monday at 8 o'clock. So I'm going to pick this back up again, Lord's will. But I'm going to take this time out. For those that need salvation, want to give your life to the Lord, just repeat after me. Lord Jesus, I believe that you are the Son of God, the Messiah who came in the flesh to destroy the works of the devil. You died on the cross for my sins and rose again from the dead. I now confess all my sins and repent. I claim forgiveness and cleansing. I believe that your blood cleanses me now from all sin. Thank you for redeeming me, cleansing me, justifying me, and sanctifying me in your blood. If you said that prayer, you are now saved. The angels in heaven are rejoicing over you. Amen. Welcome to the kingdom of God. Amen. I'm going to turn it over to Evangelist Hannah.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. What a word, man of God. Kingdom Building International appreciates you. We thank you for your faithfulness. Glory to God. And this time we do have a couple of minutes, so if anyone on the line that has a prayer request or a comment, I'm going to open up the lines now. You may come forth. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Well, at this time, Apostle, would you like to give some information out about your ministry? Do you have anything upcoming?
Amen. Well, again, if you want to get in contact with me and you want to reach us, or you want to know what we're doing, give us a call at area code 773-888-3356. That's area code 773-888-3356. I know that we do have some things coming up in the near future. Amen. Within a month or so, we will keep the people of God informed. But if you want to know where we're worshiping at, amen, just give us a call at our church line and we can tell you where we're worshiping at. Amen. On Sundays and Tuesdays here in Chicago, Illinois.
Glory to God. Glory to God. And also, Kingdom Builders International is having another prophetic intercessor prayer conference in the Chicago area the third week of October. Glory to God. It was a success. We had one in the Detroit area, and April. The Holy Spirit just let out an atomic bomb. He really moved, so we just thank God for that. And glory to God. So if there's no one on the line that has a prayer request or a comment, we just thank you for calling in. I give a shout out for all the internet listeners. Again, glory to God. Glory to God. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, I just plead the blood of Jesus over Apostle Flowers, his ministry, and his family. In the mighty name of Jesus, I bind up backlash or retaliation from the enemy that might try to come forth for the word that he has spoken tonight, a vessel yielded to you, Father. I thank you that no weapon formed against him shall prosper. I thank you for your warring angels is warned on his behalf in the name of Jesus. I thank you for the wisdom, the spirit of wisdom and revelation and knowledge that you have deposited in him. I thank you that the eyes of understanding have been enlightened even the more, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, for continuing to supply every need for the men of God in the mighty name of Jesus. All that he poured out tonight, I pray right now, you will fill him with a double portion, Father. In Jesus Christ's holy name, I pray, amen and glory to God. And again, as the men of God said, broadcast is on every first and third Monday at 8 p.m. Glory to God. And everyone continue to have a blessed rest of the evening. And good night.